This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Hide your wives and your daughters, as Bill and Hillary Clinton have put together a tour. I call it the Rapist and Enabler Tour of America. But here's the deal, folks listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, I happen to be Kevin Jackson. Don't expect feminists to complain too much about this tour, because leftist women prefer to vent their outrage on innocent white Republican men. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about me and the team. 844-551-8255. Yeah. Leftist women like to go after the wrong people. They like the guys like Brett Kavanaugh, you know, guys that were good students, good athletes, treated women with respect for the most part. You know, typical teenage shenanigans at every mostly, I'd say 99.9% of boys and girls go through. Girls are just as bad. But no, don't let the Me Too movement make you believe that. Because women, especially leftist women, are very pristine and angelic, right? Yeah. Now, here's what Newsmax says about this tour. Now that Beyonce and Jay-Z are off the road, another power couple is taking their place, Hillary and Bill Clinton. In case you didn't realize that Newsmax is a leftist rag posing as a conservative rag, trust me, it's not the case. Can you believe this? This is from Newsmax. Chris Ruddy, good friends of good friends of the Clintons. I'm talking about really close friends with the Clintons, owns Newsmax. And when people tell me, well, Kevin, we've got, you know, the conservative media, we've got, you know, and they start naming up, we've got Fox News, we've got Newsmax, I'm going, what conservative media? We don't have any conservative TV. Fox is at best moderate, and I'm going to tell you, it's left-leaning moderate. And with the departure of Kevin Jackson, it got further left-leaning. So don't believe the hype. There's no way you could be a conservative rag and write this. Now that Beyonce and Jay-Z are off the road, another power couple is taking their place. Holy cow. Black people should be offended by this. I don't even like Jay-Z and Beyonce, and I'm offended by this. Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton are the power couple to go after hip-hop's number one couple. Beyonce and Jay-Z are the de facto black and white president and FLOTUS of the black world. Let's just put that out there, okay? Anyway, they continue. The Clintons announced Monday they will visit 4 cities in 2018 and 9 in 2019 across North America in a series of conversations dubbed An Evening with President Bill Clinton and former Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton. She's got the Rodham back now. It's being produced by tour promoter Live Nation, the company behind Michelle Obama's massive tour to promote her new book, as well as tours for Beyonce, Taylor Swift, I'll get it out, and Bruno Mars. This is so funny on so many levels. Wow. You're going, Kevin, what's so funny, man? Okay, let me start, because I got it. Sometimes you got to educate people. Okay, the first part I've already talked about, calling the Clintons a power couple. That they are not a power couple. Maybe in the past they were a power couple because they killed some folks, okay? But that strength has diminished mightily. Look at the number of people who are still alive now that have dirt on the Clintons. The entirety of the FBI is intact. When the Clintons had clout, let's face it, Lisa Page, Peter Strzok, Andy McCabe, gone. You know, suicide, 2 bullets to the back of the head. Do you know what I'm saying? They would be gone. And so would Clapper. So would Brennan. So would a host of other people. They got a new name now. James Baker, he's an attorney for the FBI. I'm just saying there'd be 15, 20 bodies in the wake of this if the Clintons still had any clout. James Comey, gone. Maybe even Barack Obama, because he's losing some steam himself. Okay, more about this tour. Yes, I'm having fun with this. Why? Oh, producers, leave me alone. I read somewhere that the tickets for this tour, and I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not sure because I've been trying to figure it out. Not because I want to go. What are you talking about? No, I don't want to go. They say that the tickets for this thing is $740 each. $740 for a ticket to see the game. But let me tell you something. I don't know what concerts cost these days. I haven't been to one in ages. So what does it cost to see Bruno Mars? I'm guessing he sells out a theater. You know, your cheap seats are going to be $7,500 and the good seats $500. Am I off base here? I don't know. I'm being honest. I don't know. Have you guys been to any concert? I mean, I'm talking about big name. The ones they mentioned, Beyonce, Taylor Swift, Bruno Mars. I remember, I remember seeing a thing where a girl said she wasn't going to pay her rent because she was going to a Beyonce concert. Now, it was an English chick. Beyonce was going to perform in London or something. And I want to say it was around $150, something like that. But it wasn't enough for me to go, whoa, like that. Now, I'm sure there are better seats, you know, and all that. I know how they do these venues. I'm not that old, but I just don't get. So anyway, $740 ticket is what they say. And let's see. Even if that's the highest ticket price, it's crazy. But let's say it's $740. I use $800 to do this math. They say they're going to kick off this tour November the 18th in Las Vegas at a 5,200-seat theater. Okay? And then I'll tell you the other locations here in a bit, and we'll talk more about it. But that would be roughly $4 million at $800 a ticket, $4 million per performance. Promoter's got to get his cut. They got to pay for the venue. So I figure the Clintons will net 25%. I don't know much about that type of stuff, but Live Nation has to put on a lot of stuff to get butts in the seats, especially at that price. So figuring they get 25% or $1 million, that's $500,000 each, which is a lot of cheddar. I mean, that's what they used to get for an hour's worth of work each when they'd give these speeches. But that's a pretty good, still a lot of money, but a fall from grace for them when you think about it. So, you know, not bad, but not good. And I got more I want to talk about with this. Plus, we got a ton more to talk about. Emotional support animals. We're going to talk about the law, who it applies to, Ted Cruz. Eva Longoria is in the news in a strange way. You'll see. Stay here with me, folks. Listen to Kevin.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Talking about the Rapist and Enabler Tour. The Clintons are going on. You know Bill Clinton is a rapist. He's a sexual abuser. And he's going on tour with his wife and biggest enabler. That would be one Hillary Rodham Clinton. She's now using that name. And they're calling this thing An Evening with President Bill Clinton and former Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton. And they could have easily called this the Evening with Bill Clinton and former twice lost presidential candidate Hillary Rodham Clinton. Oh, yeah. Happy New Year, y'all. Happy New Year again. Donald Trump sits his lily white buttocks in the White House and Hillary Clinton doesn't. And we should all be thankful for that. And I'm going to lampoon this tour because I think it's very hypocritical. I think the timing of this tour is pretty interesting, that the Clintons would do this on the heels of the Kavanaugh stuff, almost as if to say, we know that Bill is a rapist and a sexual abuser, and we're going to go on tour to pretend that he's not. I mean, he's a bona fide rapist and sexual accuser. There's no doubt in my mind, certainly on the sexual abuser, I said sexual accuser, certainly on the sexual abuser side, he's a bona fide. He's paid people off to keep it quiet. And he's a host of other things that, by the way, failed human being. Bill Clinton has done things that other men have done. I don't want to imply that anything he's done is something that even conservative men haven't done. I'm not even implying that. What I'm implying is that they want to pretend that he's a good guy. They want to just gloss over it. If I had a friend who was a rapist and a sexual abuser and a philanderer, I would at least recognize it and say, hey, listen, that's what you are. I mean, God loves you. We're all mad at you for a variety of reasons, and I'm sure you've hurt a lot of people in the process, but we're not going to ignore it. We're not going to, pretend that the pink elephant in the room isn't there. It is there, and it's wearing a big old vagina hat, okay? Let's just be real. So they're going to kick off this tour, the Rapist and Enabler Tour, on November the 18th in Las Vegas at a 5,200-seat theater. They believe they can sell 5,200 seats for the Clintons. And they can sell these seats at $740 each. Now, this is what I heard. I don't know if that's the tickets start out at $3 and then go up to $740. I don't know. $740 gets you backstage with Bill. Be careful if you do. But I'm just saying, I don't know. But I rounded it up to $800 just to make the math easy. It says it's $4 million that this will gross per location, which I'm guessing, and I don't even know if this is the case. I figure a quarter of that ends up in the pocket. It's like the lotto. You know, only about a quarter of it ends up in the pocket of the winner. So if the Clintons make a cool mill, that's $500,000 each, a lot of orchestration for them to make $1 million when you consider that they could make $1 million. You know, they go out and give two speeches to the Chinese government, and they both make $1 million. Boom. They make a call to Vladimir and say, yo, Vlad, the foundation's losing a little cash. And Vladimir says, okay, let's put the money over there for the Clintons. So they get money in there. Boom. Bada bing, bada boom. To make $1 million is easy for the Clintons. So why are they doing this? Woo. 5,200 seats at $800 a piece. Now, here's what I love about this. I've been talking about it on the Kevin Jackson Show. And I said, the Clintons, there's nobody, the Clintons, Obama, none of them, who could fill a phone booth without paying people to go to see them. So Donald Trump can fill thousands of seats in an arena. And I will tell you this, I bet you if Donald Trump charged $100, $200 a pop, he'd still fill those arenas. I'm telling you. I believe that. I don't believe that you can find 5,000 people that want to pay $800 to see the Clintons. If you polled the entirety of the world, I don't think there's 5,000 people that would do it. And that's just me. So we'll find out. November the 18th, first location, first, here's my finger quotes, performance. Let me tell you, unless Hillary Clinton is, if she's going to do, I don't know, because the things I'm thinking about, I don't really want to see her do, like a burlesque, you know, or something. Maybe if they're going to do a, we're going to just tell you all the dirt that we did in our lives, I pay it. I'm not going to lie. If the Clinton said, look, this is the truth tour, and we are going to tell the absolute truth about Bill raping women, about me covering it up, about Whitewater, about Vince Foster, about all the folks that we've killed to cover up the stories, the lives we've ruined, and so on and so forth. I'd pay. I'd bring friends. I would skip. I would be like that girl with Beyonce. I'm not going to pay my mortgage. I would go see that. Would you? I would. The article continues. The couple will hold joint conversations at the shows and share, get this quote, stories and inspiring anecdotes that shape their historic careers in public service, while also discussing issues of the day and looking towards the future. That's what you get for your $800. This promoter must be on drugs. Unless the Clintons give me rape-a-palooza stories, I've heard everything else. I've heard all their drivel. What happened? Why I lost? I mean, come on. Hillary Clinton's popularity is in the tank compared to other presidential hopeful losers. We talked about this. I saw a poll that said she's done the worst of any presidential loser. I'm shaking my head over this. But even more incredible is to mention Beyonce, Taylor Swift, and Bruno Mars as if the Clintons had anywhere near this level of popularity. Are you kidding me? Now, Bruno Mars, look, I love Bruno Mars. If they said, Kevin, we guarantee you a ticket to Bruno Mars, what would you be willing to pay? I'd say, I'll pay up to $250. To see the Clintons, I wouldn't give you a nickel in Zimbabwe money to see the Clintons. Are you kidding me? But holy mother of Tony Robbins, are these people optimists or what? If you think this tour is going to continue into the year 2019, what kind of dope are you on? The Clintons are going to be lucky to stay out of prison in 2019. Are you kidding? Everybody who knows dirt on the Clintons that can turn state's evidence on them, I'm just saying, these people have to be losing their minds to think that this thing is going to go into the 2019. And moreover, the Democrats should be ashamed of themselves to have these two scoundrels running around the country touring. In fact, I bet you that's the case. I bet you there are many people in the Democrats going, will these people just go away? How many articles did we talk about with that over the time? They remind people of the inglorious past of the Democrats. And they remind people of the Democrats' pending demise, because the Democrats have crushed the Clintons have crushed the Democratic Party. They crushed them. More and more young women are going to realize what Bill Clinton did to women. They're going to learn of Hillary Clinton's role in turning her husband's rape fantasies into realities. And you know that the Republicans, if they're smart, they're going to put some billboards up and say, check it out. You're the rapist and the enabler.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Trump signed bipartisan legislation on Thursday to reduce ocean waste dumped by other countries and to authorize more money for coastal cleanup in the United States. The president shared some of the benefits of the bill.
The new United States-Mexico-Canada agreement is the first U.S. trade agreement ever to include commitments by the parties to cooperate to address land and sea-based pollution and improve waste management.
As the cleanup continues, as Hurricane Michael wreaked havoc across the Florida panhandle, some businesses have been accused of price gouging for essential items such as gasoline and water. Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi said her office will not tolerate any of this.
Of course, you see the fuel stations trying to jack their prices up. I talked to one of the sheriffs yesterday, and he personally went out and started yelling at a fuel station, and they dropped their prices even lower after he did that.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
There's a lot that I'd like to do to keep America moving, but the law is the law. And no one person is above the law, not even the president.
Lies, lies, and more lies by Barack Obama. I'm so glad he's gone. I'm so glad we don't have to hear that voice anymore. Talking about the law, like, yeah, I'm not even above the law. Barack Obama found himself to be above the law, temporarily, anyway, for quite some time. But I think as we dig more into what's been happening, we're going to find out that maybe he isn't as above the law as he thought he was. The U.S. is a nation of laws, unless you're a Democrat. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Targeting and attacking conservatives, whether it's through the IRS, whether it's through some nefarious way to thwart what we want is what are our existing laws in this nation, through Fast and Furious and other means, the Democrats conspire. They get together. They concoct ways. They plot ways to do nefarious things to us. We are not doing that. I have never been in a meeting with a group of Republicans in any way, shape, or form that plotted against this country or against the Democrats. Now, I've looked at a piece of legislation and said, this is ridiculous. I'm going to fight that. But I didn't think, you know what, if I take some guns and I run them into Mexico and I create enough havoc over there that we get a run on the border and we get all these illegals that are seeking asylum, I can thwart the immigration laws of America. That's what the Democrats do. I would never plot with a government agency and say, hey, listen, in order to keep these Republicans from forming groups that can fight against legislation, let's slow walk their 501c3s and let's intimidate them and let's do all kinds of things that make sure they'll never get by, you know, and then let's make them fearful to be a part of the system. I don't know of any, but Democrats did this. They kick the can down the road when it comes to veterans, but then use them, you know, to pretend that they care. The NFL is a good example. Hey, we're going to have our dedication to the Veterans Day. The Army, they run the commercials. Oh, but hey, don't worry about taking a knee, not putting your hand over your heart, or worrying about the national anthem or the flag. You can do whatever you want on that. But hey, we're proud of our military. Liars. Now, that has nothing to do with the law. It just has to do with how the Democrats are so duplicitous, and they get away with this stuff. True freedom requires rule of law and justice. And it requires a judicial system where one set of people do not get rights that another set of people don't get. And that's what we've witnessed. Do I need to take you back to Hillary Clinton? Do I need to ask you a very simple question? Do you know anybody in your life, in your sphere of influence, that could get away with what Hillary got away with? I don't. I don't know anybody in my sphere who would dare try to get away with what Ford tried to get away with. I don't know of anybody who would try to get away with what the media tries to get away with their lies. Vicious, utter, ridiculous lies. Charles de Segonda said this: there's no greater tyranny than that which is perpetrated under the shield of law and in the name of justice. Do you know what we've witnessed in the witch hunt of Donald Trump? Do you know what we've witnessed in the witch hunt of Paul Manafort and all these other people who are associated with Trump, all so that they can get to Donald Trump? Do you know what we've witnessed with Kavanaugh? Another person that ultimately, what are they trying to do? Get to Trump? We've witnessed that tyranny perpetrated under the shield of law.
We need to have the Senate investigate this. Well, then we need the FBI looking into it, because that's what's going to make it right.
No, what's going to make it right is for the Democrats to recognize how duplicitous they are to begin with, that they're promoting this type of injustice. One of our greatest philosophers, Aristotle, said that at his best, man is the noblest of all animals. Separated from law and justice, he's the worst. Are you beginning to feel like that? If you think about that, when we are noble, we are amazing. Think about the good things that you do, the good things that you've watched people do. How does it make you feel, man? I feel invigorated to be a human being when things are done correctly. But then I watch these things that the left does, that doesn't seek justice in any way. It's just a straight up, you know, live and die for their ideology, and they don't care who they take down, and you are witnessing man at his worst, separated from law and justice, without a care in the world. His most basal need to be met, a reptilian brain that's just, you know, hell-bent on destruction. It's unbelievable what we get to witness here and what we have witnessed with the left, and they don't care. Find one of them look, watch what happens. 100% verification could come in the form of some sort of evidence where they go, you know what? We found the Holy Grail. We know with 100% certainty Kavanaugh wasn't even in the state. He wasn't in the vicinity of Ford, and on and on. 40% of this country will not buy it. Dumb Democrats will still say, no, he's guilty. I don't care what they say. I don't care. Because you know what? He should have been guilty. And if he had the chance, he would have done it. They'll give you 50 reasons to avoid looking at the truth. Robert Kennedy, a very famous Democrat, said something along the lines that the glory of justice and the majesty of law are created not just by the Constitution or the courts or officers of the law or lawyers or what have you, but by men and women who constitute our society, the protectors of the law as they themselves are protected by the law. That's what he said, something along those lines. It's not about the Constitution. It's not about the people you put in charge. It is about the men and women who make up our society. And I want you to understand, on the left, the men and women who make up our society are the dregs, the true dregs of society. They are the people who will lie about you. They are the people who will not stand by you once they figure out, you know, that you don't fit their profile or whatever. They're the people who will ruin you because they sense their opportunity to get ahead of you. Now, I'm not telling you there aren't some on the right, because I know some. But I will tell you this. There are far more of those snakes on the left than there are on the right. It's unbelievable to watch these people at work. I would tell you I'm saddened by them, but I know them too well. I would tell you I feel sorry for them, but I really don't. If that's the life you want to lead, you know what? Go for it. But what a life. What a terrible way to go through life feeling that way. And you know what I'm talking about. You know enough of them. People that are waiting. It's like a wolf pack. There's a lady that raised wolves. And she accidentally slipped down one day. Now, she's the alpha dog of these wolves. Fed them, took care of them, etc. But one day, she slipped and fell. And the wolf that wanted to be the alpha dog killed her. Killed her dead. That's the way the left are. They're a pack of wolves. That's, and I'm telling you, that's giving them too much credit. I have too much respect for wolves to go too much with this. But you get what I'm saying. You understand my premise, right? You guys get it. They're waiting for you to slip. And in some cases, somebody's there to trip you with the human side of it. They're not just waiting for you to slip. They are going to set you up so you do slip. But Jesse Jackson did to that dude. I forget his name. Mel Reynolds or something. I think that was his name. Set him up with a 16-year-old girl. Leaked the story. Brought Jesse Jackson Jr. Boom. Reynolds goes to jail for pedophile with his page. Pedophile, you know, for molesting his page. Jesse Jackson Jr. steps into the seat. Well, what's the ultimate game? Junior ends up in prison, disgraced, just like his dad. That's the legacy. I don't know what he's doing now, but you can bet he's resurrecting his career, and there's going to be some leftist ready to step in and help him. There's an old saying, live your life as though your every act were to become a universal law. Boy, that's a tough one to live to, isn't it? Even for us conservatives. It's very difficult to live by that. Immanuel Kant said it. Kant said it in case you want to look it up but and understand more about him. But that's a very difficult thing to do. But I tell you what, we come closer to it than anybody else, because even in my mistakes, I will tell you it's a mistake and you should live your life differently than what I may be doing. Because that's a sign of somebody that at least has a moral core.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
You're going to hear a lot of these kinds of stories that I'm about to talk about here in a second. And it's good. It's good. It's bad and it's good, I should say. Glad you guys are still hanging with me. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to KJRadio.com. We've been talking about this Me Too movement. It's been going on for a long time. And born of Harvey Weinstein, and it's morphed into something that, quite frankly, we've got to get a wrangle on right now. As they say, nip it at the bud. Well, that's what we have got to do. We've got to nip it at the bud. There are many women who are victims of sexual assault. I feel for them. I wish I could get in a room with every one of their attackers and just go to town on them. I'm talking about with a vengeance that you wouldn't believe. And, you know, cause that it's such a horrible crime against a person. I remember coming home and having been robbed and the feeling of what? Somebody stole my barbecue pit off my back porch. The idea that they came over, well, at the time I didn't have a fence up, but they came onto my property, took my barbecue pit, and just went away with it. I can't describe it. If you've ever had anything like that happen to you, it's like, what? I felt like a piece of me had been taken. And it's a stupid barbecue pit. I probably paid $150 for it, you know, because it was relatively cheap. But somebody took it off my porch. It was a violation. Then I remember having a similar experience when we came home, me and a buddy of mine, three of us, me, Castellano, and his best friend. We'd all been out, you know, at the beach when I went to high school, and we came back, and his house, my friend's buddy's house, had been vandalized. And they didn't rob anything, they just vandalized. They cut his speaker, you know, that thing, this is when speakers were big. You guys are too young for this, but you would take the cover off of the speaker, and it had like a, I don't know, like a cloth type thing over it. Anyway, they cut his speakers. He loved his stereo. So they cut his speaker cloth, so he had to go get these new covers. And, you know, the house had been ransacked. Like they were looking for something, but they didn't take anything of value. But I remember going into the guy's house. We'd all gone to the beach, and we came back, and it was like, you know, it was like a scene from a movie. Like, stuff thrown all over the place, and he goes, "Oh man," and I just remember feeling a similar feeling. It wasn't my stuff, but I remember feeling it going, "This really stinks, man," you know. But it's a violation. So I can't imagine a violation of person. The closest I've come to that is somebody wanting to fight, because a fight is a violation of person, like getting cold cocked, you know, where you're not looking for it, and boom, somebody starts a fight with you. Or you're just somewhere and you're accosted in a way. One of my cousins was robbed. He was with his girlfriend downtown Dallas, gets robbed at knife point. And his girlfriend's got to take off her rings. He's taking off his watch. Here, take our stuff. And I remember when he told me that, he's like, "Yeah, Kev, I got robbed in Dallas by my girlfriend." It's like, "Get out of here, man." He goes, "No, took our rings and, you know, this stuff." I was like, I mean, you can feel for people, but a rape, tough to put yourself in that situation. Yeah, I mean, that's an attack on your body. And it's such a vile act in so many ways, because it's dehumanizing to a level that everything I just described is a joke in comparison to that type of, you know, of something that happened to somebody. And I take it so personally in that regard, because I think to myself, nobody should be able to touch you under any circumstances. So anyway, it leads me into this story, because here again, it's one of these things where, you know, guys are accused of the wrong, you know, get accused of something and you have no way to fight it. And I sent this article to Howard Stern and Robin Quivers because they decided they wanted to make fodder of me when I said, "I believe Kavanaugh. You want to believe her? Believe her." Meaning Christine Blasey Liar. If you want to believe her, believe her. But I don't believe her. She's Christine Blather Ford. There's nothing believable about her story. Anyway, this article says, the parents of a former Pennsylvania high school student have filed a lawsuit against the parents of five mean girls who allegedly falsely accused their male classmate of sexual assault. Michael J. and Alicia Flood are the parents of a teenage boy identified as TF in a 27-page criminal complaint, who they say was conspired against by multiple teenage girls who accused him of sexual assault on two occasions before allegedly admitting that they lied. Now, see, this is my problem. Women, young girls, are watching the Kavanaugh stuff. They're watching how it shapes up. And they're saying, if we ever want to get to anybody, all we have to do is collude. We get two, three girls together, and we say, one of Kevin's boys raped us, and then he's got to prove that he didn't. So I want you to just picture a scenario, folks. Your son, he's a good-looking kid. He's smart. He's got a future ahead of him, and he doesn't want to go out with some girl. She's jealous of him or whatever, maybe two or three. You know a guy like that? Because I do. I know a lot of them who can, you know, who can, they're good athletes, good students, good-looking kids, and the girls like them. And so a girl, they find out he likes a girl that they hate. So your son is at a party. He goes to a party or two or three, or he's in an environment where he's hanging out with his boys and, you know, the girls are around. It could be a party. It could be just hanging out at the lake. It could be anything. He's innocently just doing what teenagers do. And meanwhile, these girls are conspiring. They're saying, you can say he raped you at the lake. You can say he raped you in the bathroom at a park. You can say he raped you when you were studying at such and such. You guys invited him to study. And you were all traumatized. And they can fabricate a story, understanding how your son, where he does, you know, goes and does. And he's not thinking, he's like, what are you talking about? Now, he may be in all those circumstances. He may be at the lake. He may be at the park. He may be at the library. You know, he's, you know, his phone is going to ping in all these places, but he's doing nothing. And these girls can send your son to prison. That is the world we live in. And anybody out there listening to me shaking your head going, Kevin, I just don't believe that. You are naive. It can happen. And this is what these girls tried to do. They said, as a result of the allegations, which began July 2017, TF's parents claim their son has been bullied by classmates to the point where they pulled him out of Seneca Valley High School for homeschooling. An example of the bullying was outlined in the lawsuit, saying that students placed masking tape on TF's back that read "predator" without his knowledge. Now, I want you to think about the ramifications of carrying a rape charge into whatever you decide to do. A rape allegation, even. I want you to understand the ramifications. What happens when somebody looks you up on the internet and says, oh, Kevin, your son, who's been raised to be a good kid, he had an alleged rape on his record. How do you think that dad is going to want to deal with my kid? How do you think the mom's going to want to deal with my kid? Their daughter may love this kid to death and say, look, I know him. He is not a kid of that character. He didn't do it. I went to school with him. I know. It doesn't matter. He's tainted. What about in his job interviews when they decide they're going to? Because let's face it, folks, it's a different world than when we grew up. It's not the same world. You think people aren't going to look at his Facebook page, his Facebook friends pages? They're not going to look at his Twitter feed. They're not going to Google and get all the information about him, particularly if he's got a career ahead of him that's going to mean something. But it's a joke to them. They said in a tape-recorded interview with one of the minors who accused him of a 2017 sexual assault, the student said that she made the claim because, get this, I just don't like him. That same student was heard telling other students that she would do anything to get TF expelled. And since the lawsuit was filed, many of the students are coming to his defense, although he's no longer enrolled. They've got a thing called We Stand for Flood on the back of T-shirts at the football games. What's it matter? What's it matter? See, this is the problem. The Me Too movement, if you want to be legit and you want to go after the Weinsteins of the world, I support you 1,000%. But when you let a bunch of women, the ones that see this and take advantage of, when you let them start to commandeer your movement, you lose me. And that's the problem. You're losing good people that want to help, that understand that you have legitimate issues and the Weinsteins of the world must be stopped at all costs. And then you do the Kavanaugh thing. And then you do what these girls are doing and you're teaching these girls how to do this stuff. That's where you lose your movement. You lose guys like me.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.